Good morning. My guests this morning are Beth and John Craven from Main Stage West in Sebastopol. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Roland.
Hey, Roland.
Well, I am looking at this press release for the show that you guys are opening on February 1st. That's the preview, and then the first performance after that on the 2nd. It's a play that first opened in San Francisco in 1978, not a very new play, won the 1979 Pulitzer Prize, Buried Child by Sam Shepard. I should sadly say the late Sam Shepard, who passed away last year.
Very, very sadly. I think for many of us who have been in the theater community, around the same trajectory of as Sam was, really felt the strong passing of this great American playwright. It was quite devastating. And we chose the play before his death. And it's weirdly a timely choice because we are allowing ourselves to use it as a tribute to his life's work.
Great. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Give the audience a little idea about the play. I'm sure many people have seen it over the years, but some not.
Well, I think the only other production that's been done in this county was done at Actors Theater in the 1980s. And I directed that. And John actually played Dodge, which he's replaying.
You're playing the same part.
Yeah.
40 years later, yeah.
Yeah. 40 years 30, later. 30 yes, it's like many of Sam Shepard's plays. It deals with the disintegration and possible integration of a family. His many of his works deal with that family dynamic. This one probably is the most iconic. I think that personally, I believe it's his very best play.
Yes, I do too.
There's a cast of characters, a father, who's a grandfather at this point, aging, his wife, their two sons, and a grandchild and his girlfriend who come to visit out of the blue. The setup really is that there's a secret in this family. And when Vince and Shelley, the grandson and girlfriend, arrive, he's expecting his memory of his family childhood, his grandparents, to be evident, and no one recognizes him. No one. No one in the family knows who he is. And then the play sort of spins off from there.
Right. And in the meantime, the young girl, an outsider, very much like what George Bernard Shaw does, he brings in a female person from the outside that ignites this uncovering of a secret that's been held in the family's treasure box of lies and secrets for many, many years. And she initiates the unearthing of the secret, as we would
say. Yes. Yeah. It's a play that it makes you feel different when you think about it.
Yeah.
I noticed that so strongly when I got the press release and just went.
Yeah, it is. It's been compared critically to Greek drama, and I do think it has the sort of scope and heft of a Greek tragedy.
Right, and the gravitas.
Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, it's hilariously funny.
Yes, right.
As it is so funny.
Most of his plays are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wish we could talk about this play for the next hour because there's that much to be said about it and that much to be said about the playwright. I hope that this production stimulates the production of more of Shepard's work here in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Roland. I'm sure it will.
Well, let's tell people that this is Buried Child by Sam Shepard. Previewing on the 1st, opening on the 2nd, and playing weekends basically through February. For information, well, for reservations, by telephone, 823-0177, online at mainstagewest.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.